This is LI in the AM with Jay Oliver. News, traffic, weather, and more. 1039 LI News Radio.
Ah, the dulcet tones of an introduction for the great Ray Perini, prosecuting attorney extraordinaire, and part of a wonderful team, by the way, here on the island called Perini Herger. As we welcome the aforementioned Ray Perini, it is always good to speak to you, sir.
Jay, it's good to be back. And we have, it's an interesting topic now since this trial's winding down.
Yes, I'll tell you, and again, if I'm Howard Lederman in a fight on HBO on a Saturday night at around 12:20, guess what? 12 rounds of fighting, and it's to me, it's unanimous decision so far by the prosecution side of things. You know, I guess retrials, you know, you kind of, Ray, you know better than anyone here, you know, you kind of reshuffle the deck, you know, you look through testimony round one, of course. And you kind of formulate a different type of game plan. You know, I kind of correlate to the world of sports where, you know, maybe football, second half, coaches make adjustments, and here you go. Same thing what's happening, I think, in this retrial. I think the prosecution has just done such a methodical approach, a wonderful job. You know, case in point, Harendra Singh, 6 days, no more, whereas before, way over 2 weeks. I mean, the approach by the prosecution has really been methodical in its way.
You know, both sides are doing a very good job, but the facts always dictate. Now, what the government, listen, the government has really, when they put Singh on the stand for a day and a half and let the defense beat him up, and he's going to get beat up. Listen, in my opinion, if I was the defense, and I've used this as a defense attorney, he's a bum in a suit. He lies. He lies to get money. He lies to get contracts. And he'll certainly lie to stay out of jail. But if I'm the government, I'm not relying on Singh's testimony. He is the corroboration. And what they're doing this time is when they question the FBI agent, they put the 11 lies on up on the screen.
Hit it right on the head, Raymond. I mean, 11 lies, folks. 11 Linda Mangano lies to me. That, to me, is probably the leading story of this retrial, Ray.
Well, you know, and then they'll put see, the way it works in the federal system, not like the state, the government gets two summations. They go first, and that's when they're going to lay out all their facts. They're not going to defend Singh. They're going to corroborate Singh. Then the defense gets up, and they're going to call him a liar and a cheat, and they were friends and blah, 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 blah. And then the government comes up with their closing. They get the last word. And that's when they're going to use everything the defense puts on the table. You know what? Best friends, Singh knows he's in a corrupt system and he takes full advantage of it. Best friends, Galeno gives him $3,600 in cash and it's not his best friend. $450,000 to the wife at a time where Singh is drowning. And he has to call in the big favor with Mangano. That's worth $450,000 to him not to lose his empire. And Mangano takes it. He'll took $3,600 from Galeno. He'll certainly take $450,000 to save Singh. It's going to be a very interesting summation. And the defense, listen, they beat up a lot of witnesses. And they made Singh look like a bum in a suit and a liar. But the corroboration and the facts, jurors are smart. The facts will dictate the verdict. And I do think the government has an edge.
No doubt. You know, we're talking about Ray Perini. We're breaking down the Mangano retrial. You know, the 11 lies from Linda, the $450K, no-show fluff. You know, let's not forget this bagels and breakfast deal. Yeah. You know, to me, that stands out like a sore thumb, Ray. You know, after Sandy, who gets the contract, you know, it goes through me, meeting Mangano, stating, paraphrasing there. You know, I mean, it just, you know, the stench from that remark alone on the stand about 9 days ago, you know, to me, that really kind of said it all as far as the relationship between Ed and Harendra Singh. The fact that he got the deal, you know, he wasn't even on the list yet. You know what? Mangano declared, it stops with me. The buck stops here. Little Harry S. Truman there for you.
And it goes to Mr. H.
Yeah,
and you know that's classic. You know what's really even funnier? The defense brings out how corrupt it is, because in cross examination on that issue, they bring out that one of the insiders wanted to give it to one of his friends. But Mangano's the bigger player. He's the big guy. And it goes to his friend, who's not on the approved list. You know, you have a corrupt system that Mangano was the head of, and Singh was playing it. And I think that's you know, the corroboration with the money, the 450, and they're going to hit on that big. Like I said, defense lawyers, and I've been a defense lawyer for a long time now, we do our best. We beat up and cross-examine witnesses. We make them look like liars. But then you get those damn facts that you just can't beat up. The paper trail of the 450, the emails, and that normally brings you down. So, again, I give the government the edge. And it's been a different trial.
No doubt about it. Ray Perini with us. Perini Herger, of course, the great team, breaking down the Mangano retrial. And let's not forget, you know, a couple of days ago, Leonard Genova, Ray, you know, the former town attorney of Oyster Bay, and he testified that the GOP official played a key role as far as Nassau County executive in securing the town's backing for millions in loans, you know, the payback for bribes, according to prosecutors. So very interesting regarding Mr. Genova as well. Of course, let's not forget, folks, he did testify under an immunity order in court at this second trial. So, you know, a very interesting testimony there regarding Genova. And, you know, listen, the whole thing, you know, as Mangano took the helm of government in 2010, he lobbied Venditto to help Singh get business financing. I mean, that's really according to Genova. I mean, that's... you know, listen, guy's been given immunity and everything else. I get it. But still, those are damning words right there.
Well, you see, again, the defense is going to beat him up and beat the government up for giving him immunity. And, you know, does he have, you know, now he can say whatever he wants and he doesn't have to be afraid. But, you know, the key witness in this is outside counsel, Jonathan Sinrich. I mean, he blows it up. They think they have everything going smooth. They're going to be able to do it. He says it's illegal. It's against the law. It's a sham. That spooks Singh to go to Mangano for the big favor. And when they lay out a timeline on this, it's going to be so compelling that you don't have to believe Singh. You believe in Sinrich. Genova is corroborated. And that's the big, like we said the last time we spoke. Prococo goes down for $90,000 no-show job for his wife. This is $450,000. And I think they're going to lay it out very carefully and very precisely with exhibits, with a timeline, and the defense will beat up the witnesses. They'll make Singh look like a liar. They'll beat up Genova for his immunity agreement. But the facts are going to be sitting in front of that jury, and I think it's a different case this time. And certainly a different result.
Good point right there with what Ray just said, folks. Sinrich, Jonathan Sinrich. Remember now, this is a guy who, Ray? He was Oyster Bay's outside counsel, right, for like 10 years. And he objected. He's the one, folks, who objected. That's key here. In year 2010, to help Frederick May or my whatever, the deputy town attorney, draft amendments to two of Harendra Singh's food venue concession agreements. Let's not forget that. So this is a guy who said he objected way back in time to helping out May draft these amendments. So, you know, it's interesting there. I mean, he advised the town against backing loans for Singh. He called it a sham? He said it wasn't legal. You know, listen, this guy knew what the deal was. Sinrich knew what the deal was way back.
And, you know, it actually becomes, there's the motive and the trigger for the $450,000. Now he needs Rifkin Radler, he needs Mangano to lean on Venditto, and that's worth a lot of money to Singh because it'll keep his empire alive. Otherwise, he's a broken man. He loses everything. And it was worth the risk to him. I don't know why Mangano took it, though.
No question. Ray Pruny with us. So, you know, we're winding it down, it seems. No question in full. I mean, I think you're going to see summations coming up in the next couple of days. This thing is definitely wrapping up. You know, listen, we just told you what looms large here. You know, even, you know, forget the fact of the watches and the chairs and the oak floors and the doors and the Turks and Caicos. I mean, you know, listen, it just goes, this is an abusive power beyond. I mean, Ray, you kind of get the feeling if you're Keating right now, Kevin Keating, that you're way behind the eight ball here, and you got to pull a rabbit out of your hat. I mean, right now, if you are the defense team, Perini's on this defense team, who are you going to call to the stand right now? Do you get anybody on the stand that could get you out of this hole? And what's your next move here, you think?
Well, you certainly don't put your client on the stand. That cannot happen, and neither Mangano can testify. I don't think they put anybody on the stand, and their summation is liar, liar, liar. He'll lie to get money on a loan application. He'll do anything to stay out of jail. Now, unless they have a couple of witnesses who the government haven't, you know, we have no idea who they are, that are going to come in and say something really compelling, I sit down and I go with my summation, and I just beat up Singh. I beat up Genova. You got a bunch of people in there. But you get the Sinriches and you get the Golino. I mean, Golino, it's only $3,600. But if a man's willing to take $3,600 to get a free floor in cash, what do you do when your friend needs the big favor? You take $450,000. See, I think Sinrich and Genova become a big part of their summation, the government summation, too.
And one last thing regarding Linda Mangano. I mean, you know, listen, Linda's in trouble here. We know about the $450K. I mean, that stands out beyond. But the lies, as we stated prior, Raymond, to the FBI, I mean, this jury is going to go over all this stuff. I mean, there are lies there, blatant lies. You know, she's a prevaricator from way back. I mean, quite frankly, you cannot sweep that under the rug at this point in time.
You know, let's go beyond, and we talked about this in our previous show. They were delivering the woman's checks to her home. She didn't even have to show up to get paid. Now, does that
Wait, was
no
not done.
Out?
That was never done by Singh to anyone. Let's face it. Yeah. This guy had 700 employees. He never would deliver a check. He went to Bethpage. He put it on a silver platter with a bow on it and delivered Linda's check there. What does that tell you?
You know, if I'm a juror, that says a whole lot to me. It really does. But like
delivering,
I think
he wasn't delivering chicken parmesan there, folks. or veal cutlet parmesan, whatever the heck the delicacy was that he made for people. He was delivering a check on a platter. I mean, it's unbelievable. And you know what? I get the fact Linda's shedding tears during the retrial. She should. She's in big trouble here.
You know, that whole conversation right after the FBI goes to the house and then Singh is there, and both the Manganos are crying, and you know, they know the game is up because the FBI has them. And what are you going to do? What would anybody do who's from that high up, that power? You're going to concoct a story. And, you know, they're going to beat up on, Singh because, you know, he spoke to the lawyer and told him nothing happened and blah, blah, blah. But why would Singh tell 10, 12 people that he's bribing Mangano? He wouldn't do it. I mean, I think the force of logic and the facts are on the government side.
No doubt. Ray, before we let you go, the El Chapo deal ended this past week. No surprise there. I mean, are you somewhat mystified as far as the deliberations in that thing? 6 days? And I mean, listen, I mean, the facts were the facts, the testimony beyond, the informants, 2.5 months, my goodness.
Six days is not a long time for a trial that long. 12 jurors are always going to want to at least look at the evidence. I mean, we had a trial in a centralized for 3 months, and they were out 7 days. And it wasn't surprising. I mean, the jurors try and do it right. So I think that was about. I was expecting a verdict the sixth, seventh, or eighth day after they look at everything. But it certainly isn't a surprise, and it's a great win for the Eastern District.
No doubt
for law enforcement.
No question, Ray. Always great stuff. We will move along and see what happens in the coming week. Very interesting stuff. And again, you know, you kind of get a sense this thing is going to end. And you know, I'll say it again with Kevin Keating. You know, he's got to be somewhat magical here. Whether it's a surprise witness, as you brought up, or something in summation that will just knock the socks out of those 12, but. You know, he's got to be thinking, what do I got to do here?
You know, like I said, I think both sides did a very good job. I think it was a different trial, but I think the facts prevail.
All right, sir. Have a wonderful weekend. We'll talk soon. How's that?
Absolutely. You have a great weekend. And looking forward to coming back.